Thank you, President, Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Let me begin by thanking the Secretary General, in particular the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, for convening this meeting, which allows us to reassure the Afghan people of our support and solidarity. Events in recent weeks have only exacerbated an already very fragile humanitarian situation over the last two decades. As OCHA states in its report, 18 million Afghans, or almost half the country's population, currently need humanitarian assistance. Furthermore, close to 550,000 people have been displaced since the start of the year. The fall of the Afghan government has only increased the number of refugees fleeing their country in the hope of finding asylum in neighboring countries. The mass influx of those refugees can only exacerbate the humanitarian, sometimes delicate humanitarian situations in those neighboring countries, whose efforts we applaud. Andorra would like to join others in the international community in calling for non-negotiable respect for human rights, particularly the human rights of women and girls. It's crucial to guarantee the protection and promotion of the rights of women and the vulnerable groups, and to ensure their education and upbringing. This is one of the fundamental pillars of our international sustainable development policy, and therefore we express our commitment to Afghan women and girls. So on behalf of the government of Andorra, I commit to responding to OCHA's appeal for the benefit of the Afghan people with what resources we can. The contributions expressed today for the humanitarian recovery plan for Afghanistan are crucial in ensuring that the UN agencies, the Red Cross and Red Crescent and other organizations on the ground can continue to work in Afghanistan. We trust that UN humanitarian workers, men and women, whose commitment we hail, can continue to work for Afghanistan in full independence and security. Thank you.